Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Hello, this is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina, and I want to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, and we're located just a few miles outside of the Boone city limits on Highway 105 South, 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. We'd love for you to come visit with us, be with us in any or all of our services. That'd be a great blessing. We have a church website that has all of our service times, directions, address, all of those things. It's mountlebanonbc.org. And so we'd love for you to come visit with us. And we have visitors all throughout the year. We do our best to make you feel at home. But we are glad to be here today and thankful that Noah is back with us. He's running the board over there, and he just come in on his lunch hour to do this. And boy, I appreciate Noah and all of his help on the radio broadcast. But we want to welcome all of our listeners on the different radio stations right here on AM 1450 WATA in Boone, and then 690 AM in Bristol, Virginia, and 89.1 FM The Truth in Watertown, South Dakota. We appreciate all the stations and all of our listeners. Today we're going to do just a little bit different than we usually do. We have a special guest, Brother Rick Cornejo from the American Legion Post, and we're going to be talking about Memorial Day. So, Brother Rick, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you. And I refer to Rick Cornejo as Brother Rick because he's not only with the American Legion, but he also pastors the Mount Perrin Baptist Church. So we brother each other.
That's
which
right.
is all right. And so I appreciate him being with us. We've done this several times.
Yes.
I haven't kept count. Have you?
No. I wouldn't even want to guess right now how many times we've done that.
I know, but we're going to talk about Memorial Day, and that is coming up next Monday, May the 26th. And so we're going to be talking about that. But before we do that, I've got a little trivia, and I know we're on the radio, but I have with me a license plate, and it is from 1975. It's a North Carolina license plate, and I wonder how many of our listeners know what was on the North Carolina license plate before First in Flight. And I think I've talked about this one time before, but the reason I bring this today is because of the date. Today, the actual date is May the 20th, and this date is on our flag, May the 20th, 1775. Now, Noah, that's cheating. He brought it up on the internet. And I think that's the same tag I've got. Anyway, I can see his screen. But before our license plate said First in Flight, it said First in Freedom. And that date on our state flag, May the 20th, 1775, is where in Mecklenburg they got together and they declared our independence from Britain. And so that predates the Declaration of Independence, and that's why North Carolina claims First in Freedom. So I don't know, that ought to be a recognized state holiday, don't you?
Works for me.
So we'll take off the rest of
that's
the
right.
day.
We're gonna take off.
It's a state holiday in North Carolina. You know, Boston or Massachusetts has Patriots Day,
right?
And I never realized that till the Boston bombing, because they were talking about it being Patriots Day.
There are a lot of states that have their own special holidays
for
the states.
So I think we ought to push for May the 20th being a special day in North Carolina. So if you didn't know that, now you know something. You can go ask somebody later on today, hey, do you know what was on the license plates before First
Amaze
in
your
Flight?
Friends.
Amaze your friends with your knowledge. So I just wanted to mention that. So we are thankful for what today is. I know it's not a recognized holiday, but it's an important date in your history if you're from North Carolina. We've tried over the past several years to talk about some of the things that were going on Memorial Day weekend. So we want to do that at this time and encourage you not just to grill out or kick off summer, but take this weekend and do something meaningful for Memorial Day. And Brother Rick, he knows what's going on. He's going to let us know some of the events that are coming up over the weekend, and I've got one that I'm going to mention. So, Brother Rick, what's coming up the next few days?
Well, mostly on the Sunday, a lot of the churches will hold decorations at their churches for the veterans that are buried in their cemeteries. We have flags available if they need them. If you already have a flagpole in your cemetery, you don't need the individual flags for the headstones. But if you don't, you can get in touch with us, and we can try to get them to you so that you can put them out over the weekend. Because that's the big part of Memorial Day. That's why it's actually started out as Decoration Day, and that's what the ladies used to do, was go around to the graves of the fallen soldiers of the Civil War and put flowers and mark the graves. So that's still our main tradition on Memorial Day. And then, of course, Monday, the Appalachian State University at the administration building will be doing their flag raising at 7:30. And that's always a nice event. And then they have a little continental breakfast that they provide. So that's always good to go to if you're up and about in town at that time. The big thing, though, is the Military Officers Association, MOA, has the mall event for Memorial Day. So those are the two big things. The mall event will start around 10:30 in some wonderful music, some speakers, and just a good time. Good time to fellowship with veterans and their families and the different people that come through the mall.
All right. And that's Monday morning at the mall at 10:30. I went last year, and the past couple of years, actually, and I was really blessed. And I guess everybody's guilty. Most of us, you know, we... Memorial Day, you don't think much about it. Sometimes you just sort of go through it. But I went, and, it was really touching because of what it means. And I watch people, and there's always a big crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people. But I noticed, you know, some people are standing there, they're paying attention. And I know it's a public place, and a lot of people came to the mall and didn't know what was going on. But, you know... some people went right on like it was a bother, and that sort of bothered me, you know. Man, even if you didn't plan on it, just sort of act respectful, go around the side. And
well, you know, in the South, we have a tradition in the South. If you're driving down the road and a funeral procession's coming towards you, you pull over, you stop. That's just something we do. That's what Memorial Day is all about, is, you know, we have Memorial Day and we have Veterans Day, and a lot of people are confused. Memorial Day is to pay respect and homage to those who actually gave their life for this country. Veterans Day is, of course, for all veterans. But wouldn't it be, I mean, if you're going to respect somebody in a funeral procession, that's exactly what the Memorial Day celebration is all about. It's not just the beginning of summer. It's not just... another day to go shopping because of all the big sales going on in the mall. It's actually to remember why we are who we are in America. It's our history. It's our heritage. It's our traditions.
Right. I wanted to read something. I've got you can tell by looking at this, this is an old book.
Yeah,
the cover
it's been around
is
a day or two.
About to fall off of it. But it's a treasure of great American speeches. I can't even remember where I got it. I think it was a little side shop somewhere, but it's got Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg address, and of course this is after the Battle of Gettysburg, where 45,000 men laid down their lives. And so Abraham Lincoln came after that, and he gave a speech, and there's a couple of lines in this I wanted to pay attention to, and this was not for Memorial Day. This was November the 19th, 1863, but it was a memorial. It was a dedication of that ground. Mm-hmm. And he said, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place. And here's what jumped out at me in this speech. As a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that the nation might live. And as I was reading over that last night, I thought, boy, that's good. I mean, they're talking about these men. And he didn't, you got to give him credit, he didn't take that as an opportunity just to bash the other side.
Right.
He recognized all those men and the fight that was going on in the nation. And, you know, we're in a struggle in our nation, I think,
exactly,
for survival. Mm-hmm. But I thought how good that is for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. And that reminded me of John 15, verse number 13, where Jesus said this, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And talking about the ultimate sacrifice. And when we come to Memorial Day, that's what we're talking about, is somebody who in the service of their country has made the ultimate sacrifice, somebody that has died in service, and they gave their life for somebody else. And he mentions that in the end of the speech. He said that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, talking about their life, the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. And well, that touched me where he talked about that gave the last full measure of devotion. We're talking about somebody that gave their life. And so we celebrate summer, our blessings. We're going to barbecue, get together with friends and family. But somebody paid a price that we could have these blessings. And so we ought to appreciate that very
believed
much.
Believed in this nation so much that they were willing to go off to some place to sacrifice,
yeah,
so that your sons and daughters don't have to.
Right.
And, you know, we owe them that much to remember that that's what happened. I tell you, if you ever get a chance to go to Gettysburg, you need to go to the battlefield, because there is a beautiful monument up there from North Carolina for all the fallen North Carolinians at Gettysburg.
Right. I like that phrase, that gave the last full measure. And, you know, we're veterans. Brother Rick retired from the Navy.
Correct.
And so he spent a lot of years in the service of our country. I'm a Air Force veteran, which don't hold that against me. But, and, you know, I didn't see any great battle or anything like that. But what goes through every person's mind that joins the military is that you could end up
at any time
given, you know, going to war, dying
because of what goes on in our world today. At any time, no matter what you sign up for.
Oh yeah.
Because there were, you know, in my 22 years, there were a lot of times that we had a lot of stuff that flared up. Of course, Vietnam was still going on when I first went in. We had Grenada, we had the deal down in Panama, Lebanon, and then, of course, the first Gulf War. So there were a lot of times,
right,
that anybody who was in could have wound up going off to give their life, and
oh,
did.
Yeah. When I enlisted, I was still in high school, and I remember I went to Charlotte. I signed on the line, all that stuff you do, go to the MEP station, and then come back to high school to finish up. And I was out on the baseball field, and somebody came out, and they said, "There's war just broke out in the Middle East." And what it was, and that's been going on for a long time.
A long time, yeah.
That was in 1987. But it was a skirmish in the Persian Gulf, and I didn't even really keep up with world events. But when they came out and said that, I remember being out there. I'm a high school student. I've just signed up to go in the military. And I think to myself, oh Lord, what have I got myself into? I'm going to get killed. And then you go to basic training, and that's what they tell you for the whole time. They say, you're going to get killed. They told us that. So you put that in your mind, you know, you're going off to war. If you don't listen to them, pay attention, you're coming back, you know, all this fear.
And that's what training's all about, is to make sure that you can survive if at all possible.
And I guess you have it in your mind, this is serious business. This is not high school anymore.
We're not playing.
Yeah, so we appreciate so much. And I want people to think about Memorial Day, to think about that great sacrifice that others have made, so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. And I don't know if you've got any stories or memories from Memorial Day's past, but I wanted to tell just quickly, my grandpa Greer, he was in World War II. He was in five major battles. And I grew up sitting on his front porch, him telling stories. But he never told serious or sad things. Yeah. He told funny stories about things that happened to him while he was in the Army. But after I was called to preach, I was sitting in there with him one day and talking to him about the Lord. And he just wasn't like that. He knew the Lord. I believe that with all my heart. I believe he was saved. I talked to him about that. But that's just wasn't his nature to talk about things like that. But he told me one time, and he only told me this one time, he said he was over there and there had been a battle. And he said a lot of boys had died and they were having a memorial service, the chaplain out there. And he said they just met out in an orchard. And he said that, and it breaks me up to tell what he told. But he said that they were really hurting, and you can imagine. And he said it was the spring of the year, and they were in an orchard, and the chaplain was out there talking and doing the service. And he said that the Spirit of the Lord, almost you could see, come down through those trees. And for him to tell that, man, that took a lot. And that just has always impressed me. You know, the Bible says that the Lord is a very present help in a time of trouble. Mm-hmm. And that always impressed my grandpa. That was just 4, 5, 6 years of his long life. But now I'm telling you, that impacted him. And he never forgot those that he had served with and what it meant to him. And I appreciate our veterans. I do. I appreciate those that went and never came home, and I appreciate those that went and came home during times of war. And so I wanted to share that today. I don't think I ever have, but him not talking about things like that and then to share that with me, what an impact.
But see, that's a normal, is that most people who actually go to battle, and that's one way you can tell the real battle veteran from the pretend. And there are a lot of folks out there who will tell you stories and, you know, wear medals and ribbons that they're not entitled to. But the real ones normally aren't going to talk about what happened or what they saw, especially from the Pacific in World War II and Korea and in Vietnam. They just don't share that. And our returning Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, they don't want to talk about it. And they really, I think a lot of it is, they don't really want to burden other people with the terrible things that they saw. I remember, of course, being in the Navy, I spent a lot of time traveling around different places. But I remember being at Normandy one year on the 6th of June, actually looking out over all the headstones there where the, you know, D-Day took place, and thinking about the cost, you know, because when you look for miles and see, you know, just white headstones, it'll really get to you. And then the other big one is being in Washington, D.C. on Memorial Day and being at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. If those don't touch you, there's something wrong.
Right. So We do appreciate so much Memorial Day and what it means. Those that have went, those that came back. I've read that out of the Bible, John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And that is normally quoted in relation to a soldier that's given his life. But you turn that around, what are we doing for those? Well, like right now in our government, our VA,
right,
all the problems. The April edition of the American Legion magazine had an article in there about painkillers.
Mm-hmm. Being addicted to
being them. Addicted, and the doctors just giving them out. Our veterans deserve way more than we as a nation are giving them. So if you do see a veteran, even though it's Memorial Day, it's all right, you know, to say I appreciate what you've done. We wanted to say that today. But I was thinking about that verse yesterday. You know, that goes both ways. And, of course, there in the Bible, Jesus was talking about that he would give his life. Greater love hath no man that he would give his life for his friends. And then the next verse, he said, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So there's a lot of good in there. Maybe thoughts for this coming Sunday. I don't know. We at our church, we always have the Lord's Supper the last Sunday in May. So that is a memorial as well.
Correct.
So there's a lot of things to think about between now and then.
I do want to brag on the folks today. Being a Vietnam era vet, we lived through the times when the military, actually we were told not to wear our uniforms because the country was so divided and so torn, and the treatment of the veterans at that time or the active duty. As I mentioned earlier to you, I remember going through the airport in Chicago and being spit on because I was in my uniform. So today, you know, our people today are a lot better and a lot more conscious of what the veterans and the those that have sacrificed, the ultimate sacrifice,
yeah,
are doing. But I think in large part that comes from the folks who were in Vietnam and who came home and weren't welcomed and weren't treated well and were kind of shoved off in the corner or wanted just leave us alone, go away, we don't want to remember about you. And I think their idea now is we're not going to let that happen again.
Right.
We're not going to let somebody else pay that price.
Yeah. I don't mean to be personal, but how did you feel when, I mean, for somebody to spit on somebody?
Your normal first reaction is you want to. But number one, it was a lady that did it. And my daddy always taught me, you know, men don't hit women.
Yeah.
So that helped. But you just kind of grit your teeth and
yeah,
walk away.
You're not Pastor Rick then.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Even if I was Pastor Rick, I don't think I'd have been Pastor. But you just,
yeah,
you have to walk away. You know?
Yeah.
Because
that's the ultimate.
It was an easy attack.
Disrespect.
Is the problem is,
yeah,
they were mad at the government at the time, but we were the target that they could get to.
Yeah.
So,
man, that'd be hard to take.
Yeah.
Because that's
because I've known several folks that had the same thing, and they weren't. But you know, they weren't quite so kind.
Right.
But, yeah, it's kind of hard to take.
Yeah.
Let somebody spit on you and see how it feels.
Yeah, I know. You know, the Bible says they spit on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ultimate way, I think, to disrespect somebody.
Exactly.
Would be something like that. And so bad in our society. So we appreciate you and your service. 22 years, that's a long time to serve our country. I wanted to, I've got a song I want to play. This is not a Christian song, but it's got a Christian message. This man's name is Kenny Thomas. He's a veteran, and he was an Army Ranger. He was in the Battle of Mogadishu, which there was a movie, Black Hawk Down, and, you know, some may remember, some may not, but he's a musician. And there is a song on this that the name of it is Not Me. And every time I hear this song, it just tears me up, because that was my argument in God Called Me to Preach. I said, anybody but not me. And this song, that's what it says. That's everybody. But it says the world becomes a better place when basically people that don't want to, they say not me, but they come forward and they'll serve in whatever they're called to do. And he says, this is in the information about the album. It says, Flags of Our Fathers, A Soldier's Story, is only a snapshot of one man's time in the Army, but the stories I tell are no different than those of anyone who has ever worn the uniform and stepped into battle in defense of our nation. Whether it be Afghanistan and Iraq, Normandy or Iwo Jima, Korea and Vietnam, the memories of our days served are always the same. Brotherhood, honor, duty, family, and home. God bless you all. Rangers, lead the way. And so this is a little different. It's more of a country song, but listen to the words of it, and I hope you get a blessing out of it. We're going to play the song, and then Noah will give the contact information. But, Brother Rick, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for letting me come.
I've really enjoyed it. All right. Have a great day.
No one raised their hand that day when they asked for volunteers. He got picked out by default. He was the only daddy there. They said, we know what you're thinking. Choose someone else instead. But this league was built on coaches who stood right there and said, not me. Not me. No way with this job of mine. I could never find the time. Not me. Not me. The world becomes a better place when someone stands and leads the way, steps forward when they'd rather say, not me. Judge says you're the oldest, makes you the legal guardian. I'm sorry how you lost your folks, but there's no next of kin. Two brothers and a sister, she knew how hard that it would be. But she softly said, I'll raise them, while the voice inside her screamed, not me. Happening. This isn't how it's supposed to be. Not me, not me. But this world becomes a better place when someone stands and leads the way, steps forward when they'd rather say, not me. A young captain at attention, a star pinned on his chest. And he recalls the battle while the final roll calls are read. They were the finest soldiers, it was my privilege to lead. And they deserve the medals, the men who died, not me.